Hey, Britt.
My problem with Krista is that we don't know who she is outside of being a junkie and a pregnant victim. They didn't build her up. Like, they built her up in so fact that she tricked poor Holly into, like, paying for her so she could fuck Eden around the world or whatever, Australia. Then she was a junkie. Then she was faked her own death or kidnapped or whatever. And it's like, why do I care? I want to see things happening to people I care about. Like, if David was to become a junkie, the story would have been better. Or if Aaron was to become a stripper again, great. But Krista, I don't care about you. And making her pitiful isn't going to make me care about her. I want a whole spin-off for that maid who's into doing dodgy dealings. Make her a main character. Toddy and Therese eye-fucking their former partners throughout the funeral is next level gross. Also, trust Krista to make it all about her on someone else's funeral day. Honestly, fuck Therese and Toddy and their toxic fucking relationship. Paul, Therese, Toddy and Mel should just have a four-way and get it over with. Oh my god! The thugs have invaded the coffee shop! They're pouring sugar everywhere! Also, these thugs aren't hot enough to be thugs, so no. Aaron won't mind if we park the drinks diva van out the front of his house, and I'm sure it won't traumatise his daughter to see her dead daddy up on the side of the bus for everyone to see. I wonder if Melanie's working on a new signature cocktail for the drinks diva, the dead diva, in inspiration for dear old departed David. I'm all for Officer Andrew using some excessive force on these young hoodlums, preferably with his shirt off and baton out. These are the most loser-looking bunch of thugs I think the show's ever seen since that little nerdy thing that was in it. Was it? Did he menace the lesbian's kid? Dennis? Was it Dennis? Was there someone called Dennis? Oh, as if Therese cares that much about Toddy's two kids. God, Toddy is fucking pathetic and Melanie is just sad at this point. And Therese, just shut up. All three of you go in the bin. At least Paul's moved on with the stupid hussy who writes his name on a serviette because she's a 10-year-old crush.
Holly needs to ditch all of these losers and Sadie too. And Haz is not a nice guy, Mac. Fucking Philippa, the woman we never met who died before we met her, is again bringing up another plot line.
Also, what's with Philippa just giving away other dude's sperm for no reason? Like, that's a pretty big violation, I would have thought. Byron's got nowhere to be, except inside Sadie. Byron, can I ask you a question? Will you take my V plates, please? Why is Annie Jones's character's name I've completely forgotten in this moment conducting school business at the local watering hole? What if, in a twist, Slade is a Linwell brother offspring? Gangs. I'm Therese, and when I want to think about my dead son, I go to a busy hotel lobby and stare at a small plaque, which was put up in the exact place he was crushed to death. Have we considered that Nell's return for revenge and the knife she was merely laying in wait for Therese to strike at her? Have we? Have we thought about that? Because it's very possible. Chelsea is a fucking cartoon villain at this stage. I'm going to wrap up that plaque and put it in the bin. God, this Mel and Toddy garden scene is ridiculous. What is this music? And out in public. Plus, she's wearing fucking leopard print gloves. Not sexy. And it goes without saying that Toad is really never sexy. Yeah, you just know Chelsea's getting turned on by every nefarious deed that Aaron is listing to her. They're going to need a mop for under her chair because she's wet from it. I mean, Harold was right to blame Paul because it was Paul's evil son that blew up a plane. So Aaron's example there was a little straining of the credibility. Chelsea will be in bed later on. Oh, tell me again about those wetlands you poisoned. Oh! You might have poisoned the wetlands, but there's another wetland that I'll let you plunder. Melanie and Chelsea should perform the Bad Bitches Club and get around in fucking leopard prints. Also, a lot of bold prints in this 9,000th episode. Oh my God, gay custody battle! This set would have been better if it was like a play on the Christmas Carol. Please, that's all I want for Paul. Paul's gone full Meredith Grey this episode. So good of Paul to not have any other pictures of any of his other 50,000 children he's had in 9,000 episodes. Also, I'm hoping next week Carl comes out and is like, who the fuck fucked on my frangipanis? Or the more safe for work option, who has been fornicating on my frangipanis? Somebody cummed on the carnations. Whose bloody jizz is in the geraniums? Who bloody blew on the bougainvillea?